Let's do this up.
So, tell me about your connection to Mike Green. How did you get involved with this tournament here in Calgary?
Well, I trained with Mike in Calgary here for 5 summers when I was a little younger, and me and Mike became pretty good buddies. And he was going through the pro stuff, and it was always what I wanted to do. It's what I was training for, and he's a guy I always looked to for advice and stuff like that. So, Mike became a pretty big role model for me, and we became pretty good friends, and he came up with a charity like this and the cause that it supports. I just really wanted to be a part of it.
You guys are about the same age, right? So kind of a similar career progression.
Yeah, he's a couple years older than me, but I think he's the same age as Shea Weber.
Yep.
So, those guys are 2 years older than me, and I've always kind of tried to pattern myself after guys like those guys. So.
So tell me about your progression going from minor hockey to the Western Hockey League, because that's kind of the way that Mike went about it and then got drafted to the NHL. So how did you get started with Vancouver?
I played my minor hockey in Sycamus, and I wasn't drafted in the Bantam draft. I was a list player, and the Vancouver listed me a pretty short time after the draft had been done. And I played my 16-year-old year, Junior B, in Beaver Valley, Fruitvale, just outside of Trail. And then from there, I went and played 3 years in Vancouver for the Giants. And then from Vancouver, I went and played 2 years in Milwaukee, and then 2 years in Nashville. Now I'm going to Toronto.
So tell me about your 2 years in Nashville. I know you're off to Toronto, but let's look back at the last couple of years. Tell me about playing for Barry Trotz.
It was great. They treated me very well. Nashville did a lot for me in my career, and I'm very thankful for the way they did things with me. And the time they made me spend in Milwaukee was good for my development. It made me earn things and work on the parts of my games that needed work. And you understand what it takes to be a pro playing in the minors, and when you get the chance and you capitalize on it, it's you get the same kind of pressures in trying to keep your spot in the lineup, because there's always kids like myself that have just cracked the lineup that are pushing to take guys out, So it keeps you on your toes, and Nashville has a good system there. They develop from within, and it's a good process.
So it does prepare you in a good way for once you make that jump from the American Hockey League to the NHL?
I think so. I mean, obviously when I was starting to go through it, it was, I want to get to the NHL, and I don't care how. I wanted to be the shortest time possible. But, looking back at it after the 2 years I spent in Milwaukee, it was probably the best for me. Like I said, I got to work on my game a lot. And, if I had played in the NHL right away, I don't know how my ice time would have went. I don't know how much I would have gotten out of it. I would have been playing on the highest level in the world. But, you never know how much you learn when you're playing minimal minutes.
Cody Franson with us. So you'd make the jump to the National Hockey League, and it seemed like the Predators put a lot of responsibility with you right away. They gave you a lot of power play time. Is that something that you embraced, having that responsibility right off the hop?
Yeah, I mean, I pride myself on being able to do that kind of stuff in those kind of situations. And I want to be a guy that's counted on by coaches and teammates to come through in crucial times and games. And I work at that kind of stuff all the time. Just, the stuff I try and do well on the power play to generate offense, and the stuff that I try and do in the D zone to, stay solid out there and make it easy for my teammates to play with me and read off me. So, there's so many different things in this game that you can work on, and it says you're never going to be a perfect player, and there's always something to work on. So, that's just kind of the way I look at things.
What about your 2 years in the NHL? How did you develop as a player?
I kind of took things one step at a time. I was given a role by Nashville that I had to try and adapt to. I was playing 20 to 25 minutes in Milwaukee before I got called up, and my role in Nashville when I got called up was a 10 to 13 minute role. And you ask any player, when their minutes go down, it's a lot harder to adjust to than when your minutes go up. You have to focus on staying in a game rather than just getting in the flow of it, and staying positive. It's a mental grind when your minutes get cut like that. It's you start wondering, is it something I'm doing? Am I not doing something right? Are the coaches disappointed with me? What do I got to do to get my minutes? And mentally is probably the toughest part about it, but in terms of my role in Nashville, it was tough to adapt to, but like anything else, you just got to work at it. And, you know, that I kind of taught myself a lot, and just, you know, I watched the way guys reacted to certain situations, like the older guys when things weren't going their way and when they'd get sad or whatever, and just how they kind of dealt with things. And I tried to be a student of the game the best I could and try and improve that way. You know, it was just the situation I was put in, and I kind of had to earn my stripes.
Barry Trotz is a coach. What did he do for your career?
Barry's a great players coach. You know, he understands the game, and he understands the family aspect of things. And, you know, he's a coach that you can really talk to. You know, a lot of coaches, that's very hands-off, and, you know, you rarely ever talk to him. Whereas Trotz, he's, you know, he wants to know how things are going with your family and stuff like that. And, You know, he'd ask me, you know, how's dad doing? You know, because he comes down for the father's trip, and you go, how's your dad doing, kind of thing. And, you know, it's nice to get that out of coaches. You know, it's tough when they're playing the mind games with you, when you're sitting there wondering what they're thinking, and they're not giving you anything. So he was a great coach that way, and, you know, I learned a lot from him.
Cody Franson with us. Tell me about Nashville in the playoffs. You get to the second round this year, it seemed like it exploded even more. What's Music City like in the playoffs?
Nashville's a great city to play in. You know, their fan base is growing more and more each year. You know, last year the fan base really picked up. I think our average last year was a little over 14,000, and we sold out every playoff game. I think we had 16 sellouts compared to the 4 in the previous year. And, you know, they hired a couple people to come in and try and help in that area in terms of sales and stuff like that, and they did a great job. The fans in Nashville are unbelievable. You know, it is, you know, going to Toronto is going to be unbelievable, but Nashville, it's, you know, it was my first home, you know, and the fans there were, you know, they're Southern people, they're football fans, you know, they're rowdy, and it was a completely different experience for me, and I had a lot of fun playing in front of them.
The trade to Toronto, did it catch you off guard? Did you know it might be coming? How, your reaction to that?
I had no idea, to be honest with you. I was in New York for a wedding. One of my good friends, Mark Dekanich, I played with him in the minors for a couple years. He was getting married, and me and my girlfriend went down there and supported him in that, and we were having breakfast with him the next morning. And my phone rang at about, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock Eastern time, and it was Mr. Poyle saying, you know, this isn't a good phone call. And I was like, okay, you know, what did I do wrong? And he's like, we traded you. And I didn't know what to say. And I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, and Toronto offered up something that we couldn't refuse. And, you know, we had to make the move. He goes, it's the business side of things. But, you know, thanks for your time in Nashville. We appreciate everything you did. Good luck in Toronto. And I was just kind of, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't even get a chance to kind of ask what the trade was. You know, so we kind of got off the phone, and I just kind of stood there and, like, just kind of flabbergasted. I didn't know what to do or what to say, and my girlfriend's looking at me like, you know, what just happened? You know, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I just got traded to Toronto. And she's like, what? You know, and I was like, yeah, one phone call just changed my whole life. You know, like, I'm, you know, I was getting prepared to go back to Nashville, and it was all I'd ever known. I'd never been traded before. I mean, I started in Vancouver with juniors, and, you know, I played my 3 years there. I went to Milwaukee, never got moved. Nashville, 2 years. You know, I'd never gone through the process of being traded before, so it was a completely new feeling for me, and I didn't know exactly how to deal with it at first. But after about an hour and a half, it kind of set in that, you know, okay, I'm going to Toronto. Like, this is awesome. You know, it was my favorite team growing up, and you know, my whole family is a bunch of Leaf fans. So you know, once that started to set in, and we started realizing how much of an opportunity it's going to be for me, and you know, it's nice to get a fresh start every once in a while, go into, you know, play under new coaches, and you know, learn new things from them. And you know, when you play in a city for a while and you play under the same coaches, they start to label you as a guy that, you know, depending on how you play, you know, you might not be a PK guy. They might not trust you in these certain situations, or they just don't see you as that type of player. And it's nice to, you know, get out of that for a while. You know, I kind of get a fresh start with Toronto, and, you know, I know that I can do those jobs. I can kill penalties and, you know, play those top 4 minutes. And, you know, I personally believe I can do that kind of stuff. And it was beginning to get a little tiresome and trying to prove that to them. So it's nice going to Toronto with new coaches and a new situation and starting from scratch.
Sounds like you're looking at this as an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I talked to my agent after it happened because he didn't have any idea what was going on either. And I was like, you know, how do I look at this? And he's like, what do you mean? And I said, I've never been traded before. Like, I don't know what to think. Like, was it because I played bad that Nashville wanted to trade me, or is it, you know? He goes, oh God, no. He goes, no. He goes, anytime you get traded, it's because the other team wants you. He goes, unless it's something like you clear waivers and they're willing to risk losing you at a very small cost. He goes, anytime you're in a trade like that, it's because the other team wanted you. He goes, this is a good thing for you. And he said, you know, you get a new start, like I was saying. He said, you get a chance to go in there and prove yourself and try and, you know, work your way up the lineup. And, you know, he said, it's an opportunity for me to really earn my stripes and become a player. And I kind of, you know, just kind of took that in. And, you know, I got off the phone with him a couple minutes later and just kind of sat there on the deck with my girlfriend. And, you know, I called my parents and told them what my agents had told me. And, you know, it was a very different but fun experience for me, you know, to kind of see things in a different light like that and go through that.